goals with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
All right, 657 on 960 The Quake. Quake anchor Andy Jordan has an election special coming up here at 7 o'clock. We'll repeat it again, 4 o'clock this afternoon on the Randy Rhoads Show. And right after that, keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Paul Wells. They're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco today. And within the next 24 hours, we will be spanning the state, gentlemen. We got a lot going on in the next day or so.
Absolutely, John. We'll be heading up to Sacramento, and Will and Willie and Armstrong and Getty will all be on the air together, and that'll be 8 to 10 tonight with election coverage.
Armstrong and Getty from our sister station on the other side of the aisle, Talk 910 KNEW.
And the polls open in 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Two minutes warning.
And counting.
And then tomorrow we'll be live from the Willie Brown conference room at the state capitol.
Would you guys mind if I joined you tomorrow for all the fun? It'd be fun to walk around the Capitol with Willie for a moment.
As a matter of fact, you would serve a wonderful purpose walking around the Capitol. They would think you were my bodyguard.
Yeah, you can come, John, as long as we don't have to share a room.
Right. Well, I've always got your back, guys.
Ew.
All right. And on today's program...
It's a great show. Mort Saul is coming in. And the reason I'm so angry is because I got his book, Heartland, and I wanted to bring it in and have him sign it. And that's why I'm so pissed off.
And P.J. Corkery.
P.J. Corkery is going to be here.
Posted in because it's election day, and I'm certain he's going to have something to say about what's occurring.
And you've heard about the Rolling Stone magazine article by RFK Jr. about the stolen election, the Ohio proceeds in 2004. Bob Fitrakis is the source. He's an attorney who's done the research for years, and we'll be having him on the program today, too.
So everything is focused on the election and the election process.
Go out there and vote, you guys.
Vons,
get out of the car. Go vote.
Vons hit number 716.
Oh, it was a mighty strike.
All right, guys.
He's
pretty
39
much
short.
Sums it up nicely. And keeping it real with Will and Willie follows our Quake News Team special on today's election. More news and downloadable audio and traffic information from your computer, PDA, or phone anytime at quakeradio.com. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, at 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News.
060606, it's more than just the possible end of the world today. It's a primary election in California. I'm Andy Jordan with the Primary Primer. Primaries are a little different than what goes on in November.
In a general election, everyone votes for the same candidates, but in a primary, you vote for the candidates that belong to your party.
But you already knew that, right? San Francisco Director of Elections John Arndt says when you head to the polls today, you'll pick the ballot that goes with your party. But here in San Francisco, many of us like to party without a party.
The second highest total registered voters are nonpartisan and Independent Party, Democratic Party, and Republican Party ballots.
So if you're nonpartisan, pick the one that applies to your mood today. Polls open at 7 and close at 8, but if you're still in line at 8, you can still vote. Middays are the best time to vote. You'll also find a new device at polling places, AutoMark. For people who need some help marking their ballot, put your ballot in the machine, make your votes by touchscreen, and the screen marks your ballot but does not collect the data. And if you're voting absentee, do not drop your absentee ballot in the mail.
If you haven't mailed your ballot already, bring it to a polling place. You can actually type in an address on our website, and it'll tell you the nearest polling place to that address.
In fact, if you're scratching your head on where to vote, head to sfgov.org, plug in your address, and the website will tell which polling place is nearest to you.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
703, this report brought to you by Panda Express. Big crash in Milpitas, 880 northbound after Dixon Landing Road. Three-car crash and a big rig involved, and the entire freeway is blocked. So if you're not there nearby, get out of the way. Ambulance on the way, and it's going to be a mess for a while, and we'll stay on top of it for you. Two-car crash down the center divide, San Jose, 87 northbound before 280, and a ladder sitting on 280 northbound right before the 101 split. Bay Bridge, slow on the upper deck, but no problems. Metering lights are on. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees, like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. Check live local traffic anytime from your computer, PDA, or phone at quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now. San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 7:05, we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Paul. How are you? And Mr. Durst?
Happy 666, everybody.
Well, I'm a little different. Happy 662006.
Oh, no.
Oh, there you are, breaking up the sign of the beast.
Not going to have another one of these for a century. I mean, the next time we see it.
We're not going to see it.
Yeah, we're not going to see it.
Well, I celebrated it yesterday. I got a head start.
You celebrated the Mark of the Beast yesterday?
Absolutely.
And congratulations. What'd you do?
Well, had a little bit of a, wine tasting festival.
Ah, feast.
A wine tasting festival.
A bacchanal.
No food.
Oh.
Just wine.
No cheese, no crackers, no nuts.
Just wine.
Nothing to cleanse the palate in between wine tasting?
Well, to ensure that, hey, henceforth and forevermore, every time there's communion, I will have already had that wine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, was that kind of a wine tasting?
A preemptory wine.
Actually, we were celebrating Jack O'Connell's assumed victory. Jack O'Connell is the champion of schools. Yes, he does. He has six or seven opponents, but no one seems to have heard of either one of them by name. As a matter of fact, Jack could not even call their name last night. He had no knowledge of who they are, which is a good thing. And then, of course, there was a whole series of other things. Last night, Beach Blanket Babylon gave out its annual scholarship.
Oh, the scholarships were
right. I had that invite.
I didn't get an invite to that. How'd you get an invite to that?
I think they invited him to participate in the program. Be a contestant.
The dance program? The dance portion?
I think it would have been the dance program. That's what I...
Because there were three different portions, right?
Yes.
Singing, dancing, and acting?
Correct. Correct.
Were you part one of the judges?
No. I'm never a judge of anything. Believe me. All you can do is offend the losers.
That's right.
And the ingratitude winner. So I'm not into judging.
No, me neither.
No. I'm into rewarding people for good things. Not anything bad. And then, of course, my friend, Greg Former, who runs the Housing Authority of San Francisco, is facing the awesome task of trying to come up with about $15 million, which is the amount of outstanding judgments against the Housing Authority for various lawsuits.
$15 million.
And the judge has indicated he will be held in contempt if he doesn't pay. Now, obviously, it's not his personal responsibility to pay any of that.
He doesn't have any money.
Well, not only that, the Housing Authority doesn't have any money. So the federal government owns the Housing Authority and all that land that the Housing Authority has and all those units, obviously worth more than $1,500 bucks, but you can't to the federal government without the federal government's permission, and they won't give them permission.
They hardly ever give it, do they?
They sell them. So this poor guy is in a position where my guess is that he's going to have to resign and going over to Mogadishu or someplace to get away from this little skirmish. And then, of course, so many other things happened in the city. I ran into the head of the municipal transportation system, Maggie Lynch's boss, last night over at the North Beach.
Mr. Ford? Parade.
Yes. And he reminded me that on the ballot is a measure to reduce him or reassign him from some of the functions he currently has. Can you imagine? You just got here from Atlanta, and almost immediately the Board of Supervisors put a measure on to reduce the importance of your office.
To cut your legs out from underneath you.
Yeah, so that's City and County Prop C, right.
That's right. You got to vote no on Prop C.
Welcome. Shall the city change the appointment process for the city's three representatives to the Transbay Joint Powers Authority by specifically designating the mayor and two members of the Board of Supervisors to represent the city?
And
as opposed to what?
As opposed to a transportation expert.
And also,
why would we do that?
They're after the mayor. They want the mayor to perform functions and attend meetings. And so they said, well, he will, in the same ballot measure, he can't send a substitute. Many times the mayor can send a surrogate to go do his work because he has so many other obligations he needs to be doing, and to go sit around in a transit meeting for 10 hours.
And now how does this affect Nathaniel Ford?
He gets bounced. He is currently holding the position.
Because it's the mayor and two Board of Supervisors members, which is probably how it passed the Board of Supervisors. Wouldn't that be it?
I think, no, the Board of Supervisors put it on.
Right, but they put two of their own onto the board.
Two out of the three.
Oh,
so
vote that
it's
one
a war.
Down.
Yeah, it's a war.
That's
it's
ridiculous.
War. Yeah. Well, he was out last night making sure that the world understood how important it was that it goes downhill. And I think it probably, I hope it will. There's no reason why.
Well, normally when people don't understand something, they just go, no.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, and that one's confusing. So I would just go, no.
Now, John Scott on the Progressive News Hour on the Quake before we hit the airwaves was talking about the front page news in the Chronicle today. Low turnout is expected, maybe even the lowest in the history of California primary elections.
Well, I think the nature of especially the last couple of weeks, what we've seen in the ad campaign from the leading goobers, the goobers have been taking each other out, the Democratic goobers.
Well, I was more concerned about the newspaper that said gas prices are going up again. They were going down. They're now going back up.
We don't show outrage. They'll keep going up until we show outrage.
I think people have become numb. I think people are totally numb to the idea that gas prices, and by the way, they're blaming this increase in gas prices on the fact that the Iranians said, listen, those incentives you're talking about dealing with us on, we had promised we were not going to play the gas card, but now we're prepared to play the gas card, which is, you know, kind of, I guess, threatening in one sense of the word. And then, of course, the new guy to replace Alan Greenspan is suddenly about
Bernanke?
To raise. Yeah, Bernanke is about to raise the interest rates again. The paper was just terrible this morning.
Yeah. Dow plunged almost 200 points as a result of him saying that he's going to raise
yesterday,
the
yeah.
inflation. Worried about inflation.
Well, he had given inclinations, he had almost kind of said earlier that we had reached the cap on interest rates, and he figured the next time the Fed met, that they probably, you know, that this would be the last increase, the last time he raised it. And then there was an interview with a young lady, and she said she had an interview with him where he expressed that what had been taken from his intimations previously was wrong. Suddenly this huge outcry and furor about her little exclusive, and she had just, and now they're going to go back.
Well, see, he's not as experienced as Greenspan was. Greenspan knew and that every word he ever will breathe.
He didn't know that until he made a mistake, like in the first 6 months that he was appointed. He made a similar mistake like this and shot the Dow down 500 to 1,000 points.
Right. He cannot.
So
not
he
even,
learned from his mistake.
Yeah, not even jokingly can a guy in that important position say anything.
Not that guy. No.
You know, he can't come in and say, bet 666, which is the number that I played today. All over New York, the numbers guys are playing at you. But, you know, the lottery interfered with the numbers. The numbers used to be a great racket.
I know.
I mean, a perfect racket. I had some family members who were part of the architects of the numbers world. It made some people relatively wealthy, lots of people relatively
poor. What was the payback on the numbers?
It could be whatever you bet. It could be five.
No. I mean, there's 999 numbers because everybody picked three numbers.
Right.
It was a three-number lottery.
Right.
So you pay $10. Now, what are the odds on that? 900 to 1. So there's,
you seldom, if ever, pay more than 5% of the day's take. That's the secret to the numbers.
You pay out 5% of the take?
This is why the government got in this business and started the lottery, you see.
About
5%?
Yeah, about 5% of the day. And that's considered relatively generous. It's certainly more generous than those slot machines I was playing at the airport in Vegas.
Well, that's the airport slot machine.
They don't give out 5%.
No. Those aren't the 97.8 loosest slots in Nevada. No.
Yeah, but you know where you get the best return on your dough?
Is at the dollar slots.
No, at the Native American casinos all over the state. They have better return than you get in Vegas.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what I'm told.
I don't know if that's true.
But that's what I'm told. Also, one of them's a client of mine, so.
That's keeping it real on the plate here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard, too. Yeah.
I heard it in the grapevine.
You are the grapevine. Of course, you heard it on the grapevine.
But yeah, the number's
5%. That's low.
Pay about 5%.
Man, that would make a lot of people want to get into the industry. Of course, there was some sort of turf thing, I imagine, going on where you weren't allowed to get into the industry.
Oh, no.
They didn't like competition.
But the interesting thing about the numbers business is a whole lot of these people who are the runners allegedly couldn't graduate from high school, couldn't do mathematics. So you can't play the numbers and be a runner unless you have one hell of a memory and a good management of numbers.
And math skills, huh?
Absolutely. You have to have. And you have to have some degree of integrity about you because,
That's right. You start skimming. Oh, no. Bob didn't play today.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. That was my route. No. Paul had that route.
That's where you find a lot of people with missing fingers.
And then did you see the terrible story in the newspaper about these two cops? These old retired cops just got sentenced or about to be sentenced to life. They were working for the mob. The Lucchese family.
Oh, the New York,
hitmen.
That's right.
Yeah, while on the city payroll.
That trial's over then.
They retired in 1990 from the New York Police Department, bought houses on the same block in Las Vegas, and they've been living the retired life in Las Vegas for the last 15 to 16 years. Now, in the speculation last night and discussions about this particular case, at an area where you would kind of think that there might be some people with knowledge about the mob, the dialogue was around who in the mob turned them in. Somebody had to have turned them in. This was not like Scooter Libby dropping a dime on Valerie Plame.
I want to go back just a little bit.
Yes.
In the discussion last night, in a venue where there might have been some knowledge of the mob operations, where were you?
I need numbers
you,
there.
You we don't pay, disclose such you pay information.
You pay too much attention.
You're just trying to just slide by.
On this program, we've agreed we would never repeat ourselves. Didn't we have that understanding?
Yes, sir.
We will rattle on.
Moving right along.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We're on 960 the Quick. Keeping it real.
So they got turned in, you think?
Somebody turned them in. Somebody turned them in, and then the evidence had
Mark
to come.
Of the weasel.
They released some guy that 20 years ago they framed. They released him yesterday in the same courtroom where these two guys were, and he was screaming at them as he walked out of the courtroom. 20 years he's been in jail on an admitted frame-up.
By these two guys.
Yeah, these two guys. The guy said, "You're lucky we just framed you." That's kind of chilling. But these are one.
He actually said that?
Yeah. One is 64, and the other guy is
11. Oh, man, that's cojones for you right there.
Cold-blooded killers.
But yeah. If you're already, hooked up for life, one of these guys also had a bit role in The Goodfellas. He was in the movie The Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And after he retired, he picked up a Screen Actors Guild card, apparently, and started trying to work as a,
actor.
I assume that he tried out for The Sopranos, and they didn't take him. Do they realize that they risked their lives not taking this guy?
What do you mean you ain't giving me more lines?
The horse heads. But it's an amazing story. I would assume that somebody's probably going to make a movie out of the life of these two guys.
Just don't make them heroes.
No, they can't. How can these guys? These guys were really bad. And you know what they're working for? $4,000 a month. $4,000 a month from the crime family. They were on retainer. $4,000 a month.
$50,000 a year.
And the most they got for one, if they were given the responsibility to do a hit, what they had the job to do was to deliver information about law enforcement and what the plans were, who was being investigated, etc. Plus, they had to, if there was somebody that was supposed to die, they had to set the guy up so somebody else would do the kill. And they got $4,000 a month. They did one killing, and they received a $65,000 bonus for this particular killing.
It's like a Blue Shield thing.
I mean, they said it's the most hideous criminal activity, most violent that anyone has ever reported upon in New York. I mean, the judge is just absolutely outraged.
And callous.
In New York as opposed to Iraq. P.J. Corkery is here with us this morning, and he'll be joining us in the next segment. 7:19, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
They're playing the theme from a movie I was in.
That's right, and maybe you should not talk so much about what's going on the inside, Mr. Man.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
That much can call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
A little 666 theme music for you there, Will. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. It's 7:23, and it is the 6th of June, 2006. P.J. Corkery joins us from the SF Examiner.
Well, good morning. A happy day of rapture to you. And here is my question. If 666 is the mark of the beast, then what is 999?
The mark of the breast?
No, the mark of the Australian beast.
Uh-huh.
And what is 667?
I don't know.
Mark of the Beast's little sister. you can get...
You're in the numbers this morning.
Well, you know, the...
You're making it up. I love it.
You can learn all this. There is a San Francisco priest, professor at the University of San Francisco, Father Yust, spelled J-U-S-T, who has a website all about the studies in the Day of the Rapture, including 66 jokes about 666. If you Google his name, which is
Juice,
it's Yust, but it's spelled Just. You can find his
Dr. Just stuff.
And he's a good historian. He points out that the beast for which 666 is the mark was in fact the Emperor Nero.
Well, there are thoughts to that at the time because of what he did.
Right, and when the books were. When the books were written, but that's the news for the Day of Rapture, and there's always a local angle, and Monaco's royal family, which in the past has gone to Philadelphia to find a princess, now has a princess sort of, and her family lives in Fremont. The touch of royalty. A retired Fremont auto worker is the grandfather to the teenage girl fathered by Prince Albert.
Who finally acknowledged that is, in fact, his daughter.
Yeah.
And she now is floating around with a bodyguard full time, and she's quite a celebrity.
Yeah, she lives in Palm Desert with her mom, but the mother's father lives in Fremont, a very nice man named Sam Ratolfo, he brings a touch of the purple to the great auto city out there. What does mom do down there? She once was a waitress, but she now is a real estate agent. But I guess everybody in Palm Desert is a real estate agent. And apparently a report says that one out of every 50 Californians now works in real estate, which may be a sign that the bubble has burst. Warren Buffett says that he recently rode a cab here in the city and discovered the driver was a real estate agent. And does that mean that the boom is over or is about to be over when you get to that point? Now we have a couple of obits in the news because it's election day and the day is grim with news anyway. There's no news. It's just the same old news. So we'll skip and discuss a couple of local things. A wonderful man, a very complicated man named Cyril Boyce, has died. Cyril was a celebrated San Francisco bartender for many years at the Washington Square Bar and Grill and Opera House. And he died at 70 the other day up in Sonoma County. He was an irascible guy from Dublin who had worked here for many years. He was not above throwing you out of the bar for impertinence. One day in the Washington Square Bar and Grill, a customer came out of the head and said there were no towels in the men's room, and the guy said, "Get out." This is Cyril Boyce. He said, "Get out." He said, "I'm a bartender, not a men's room attendant. Don't give me this sort of thing." But the thing that, one of the things that distinguished Cyril Boyce is that he was only 2 degrees separated from the birth of the Bloody Mary, which in the history of mixology makes him real royalty. He had worked on ships for years as a ship's bartender. He was Irish. A lot of the ship's bartenders were English. And the Bloody Mary, which was born in Harry's Bar in Paris, was carried on by a couple of English bartenders whom Cyril knew. And these guys all had a little thing that they added to the drink.
To make it theirs.
Right. And Cyril used to have an elixir of his own that he mixed at home, carried to the bar in a bottle, and then would take home. And he never told anyone what it was. But so the secret of the Bloody Mary has gone with Cyril. And over in
I hate when that happens.
It was probably Coke, guys. Just a little touch of Coke.
It was a cloudy substance, and they thought that one of the things that he had done was add something to make it viscous, so you couldn't quite figure out what it was. But it was just an absolute tincture of this thing, just an eyedropper.
All without FDA approval.
No idea.
And
might have been peyote.
Well, it could have been to cure cancer, too.
Yeah.
You know, who knows with Bloody Marys?
They still don't know about aspirin.
Not too spicy. I mean, you know, and please, whatever you do, don't put that garbage in there.
Oh, you don't like the bean? Stuff. Oh, I like the bean.
Oh, yeah?
I like the bean and the olive and the lime. Yeah, I like a salad in my drink.
And the celery.
Yeah. A little salad for
the
breakfast.
The snappy peppy. Do you like the snappy peppy?
We're speaking to P.J. Corkery, as we do every Tuesday here at 960 AM The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. P.J., of course, is author extraordinaire and raconteur, man about town here in San Francisco, columnist for the San Francisco Examiner.
Coming up in the next segment, we ought to continue on the theme that you have about the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The Conference of Mayors is over, so we'll skip the embarrassing questions we had about the sponsorship there.
What?
About the corporate sponsorship
sure.
that you were going to talk about?
Gavin says it raises questions of sensitivity for him. I guess we're not going to skip it.
Gavin says
it raises questions of sensitivity?
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, there goes my poem.
Do you want to get your
I've
poem
been
in before
rehearsing
we go
it all
to the
night.
Next segment? Do you want to get the poem in before we go to the next segment?
No. The poem finishes out
the day.
The day.
I see.
This is an election
we'll
day. It's grim.
It.
We yes. want it to go out on an uplifting literary note.
Do you know what? $50 million worth of travel reimbursements for members who hold elective office have been engaged in Washington, D.C. $50 million. You should see the list of trips and who took them.
I see.
And I love the idea of reporting anonymously.
Well, do you know what DCL XVI is? The Roman numeral of the beast.
And on that note, here's a man with a smile on his voice at all times. John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes I wonder how to follow you guys, but we'll manage. It's 7:30. Good morning. Traffic first, brought to you by Sleep Train. By the way, you can check live local traffic anytime from your PDA or your phone or your computer at our website, quakeradio.com. Bad accident in Milpitas about a half hour ago after Dixon Landing Road on 880 northbound. Was blocking the entire freeway, now blocking the two left lanes. But the backup is from 237 up to that incident. Concord, 242 southbound at 4680. Stall in the left lane. Hit and run accident now in the center divide of 4 westbound after Bailey Road out of Antioch. BART running on time. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Slow on the upper deck, but it seems to be working out better this morning than yesterday.
Going to Sleep Train today during their 21st anniversary celebration, you'll pay no interest till 2010. No down payment, no interest for up to 48 months on approved credit. Find out why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake. Election day today. Along with the Democratic primary, Californians will weigh in on a long-debated effort to make preschool available to every four-year-old in California by taxing the rich. Voters will decide on Prop 81, which is a bond measure for libraries around the state. Oakland and San Jose are choosing a mayor. Plenty going on. Phil Angelides and Steve Wesley are planning on making campaign stops in San Francisco this morning. We're sad to report that the turnout is predicted to be the lowest in the history of the field poll, which is 60 years. Less than 40% of registered voters are expected to turn out. And to begin with, only about half of us are registered in the first place. But we would encourage you to take that 15 minutes today and exercise your privilege. Please, please vote. Last-minute decision to abandon electronic voting in Alameda County, which is heavily Democratic, means that officials there probably won't get their job done tonight. It may be before tomorrow before we know the answers to the voters' choices. A new paper backup system isn't expected to cause delays in Santa Clara County, although officials there acknowledge that any change may confuse some voters. Polls open now until 8 o'clock. If you're not sure where to vote, go to the Secretary of State's website. The address is ss.ca.gov. There's a voter assistance hotline. They'd be happy to help you as well. 1-800-345-VOTE. Quake weather today. Fog, cool on the coast. Typical summer day, it looks like, although mild inland. Highs in the upper 50s at the beaches, only to around 80 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Hey, everybody, I'm Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst, and we're here to talk about working assets, where you get the same quality service you get from the big wireless phone carriers.
And what you pay, 1% of it goes to organizations that do wonderful things to make it a better world.
They do.
Yes, like the ACLU.
And the Sierra Club.
Planned Parenthood of America, and over the last 20 years, $50 million has gone to those organizations.
$50 million! It's the one wireless phone company. Register a million new voters. Go to workingassets.com/quake.
960 The Quake covers the California primary election Tuesday night from 8 till 10. Keeping it real with Will and Willie live from Sacramento and a roundtable with the right, Armstrong and Getty from our sister, Talk 910 KNEW. Then our special progressive coverage continues until midnight. Wednesday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie inside the state capitol with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the only California radio station to have exclusive access. Online at quakeradio.com and on the air. We've got the election covered. 960 The Quake.
You've entered the zone of 666. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake at 737. Good morning on this Tuesday. It is the 6th of June, 06, and thus the date. Not only it is the polls are open and it's election day, but all this going on, and P.J. Corkery of the Examiner is with us. Will?
Paul, do you know what 666K is? It's the retirement plan of the beast.
Oh.
this is going to be a miserable day.
Lotus 666, the spreadsheet of the beast. Catch on Scott's laugh. Okay. Yeah. We started, we ended, we had a little hint, a little taste, a little tease.
All right, well, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Does
it? But what about the cash? All right. There are questions here, important questions being raised.
By whom?
Mm-hmm. By the Associated Press and a bunch of mayors. The city of Las Vegas just hosted the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
We heard firsthand accounts.
And someone was there. It cost $1.8 million to entertain public officials, but $1.3 million of that came from corporate donations. And now the question is this ethical? The president of the Conference of Mayors, Beverly O'Neill, the mayor of Long Beach, says she figures it's okay. While the group covers the cost of the meeting itself, the details of after-hour events are left to Goodman and the city of Las Vegas, and so what? But Gavin Newsom...
Because Oscar Goodman, the mayor of
Oscar
Las Vegas...
Goodman, and he had a great party.
He hosted it, so he was the one... every mayor, did they ever have it here in San Francisco?
Oh, sure.
Were you ever the host?
The best one they ever had in the history of the country was 1997 when I hosted it, and it was unbelievable.
Did you
and it cost a lot more than $1.8 million.
Really?
Oh, of course. How could
in 97, that was 10-year-old money.
How could you do it for $1 million? I don't understand that at all. I don't understand
how
he was able to do it. We had...
Oh, he probably got breaks from the hotel rooms for the banquet rooms and stuff.
Well, but that's all arranged through the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
But they never give you a break here in San Francisco.
City.
No one's gonna
sure, they cooperate. The host city, literally, for an example, AAA stepped up to the plate and became my motor pool. And it must have cost, and I had an automobile available for every mayor who came.
Oh, cool.
With a driver. With a driver. I had an event. I had two black tie events. I had an event out at the Palace of the Legion of Honor where, you know, we had Etta James performing.
Oh, that's a gorgeous facility.
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, I had an incredible black tie party at the Bill Graham Auditorium, and it was unbelievable. That black tie operation, we had some of everything and everybody, a little bit of the flavor of this city from an entertainment standpoint. I had these mayors up early morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning, walking someplace. I had them walk the Golden Gate Bridge. I had them go visit the AIDS Groves and Golden Gate Park. And at the end of the walk, there would always be a breakfast available to them. I had them walk here on the waterfront because I wanted them to see what we've done down here. And, of course, we arranged to have breakfast for them at the end of that walk. I had just, it's unbelievable the kind of things that we did. Each one of the mayors on the executive committee received a legitimate cable car bell mounted on a beautiful redwood piece and delivered by a cable car operator in uniform. Spick and span.
Now that show business. You know, so this mayor on
San Francisco,
the Quake. Is
oh man, a cable
big.
Car bell. I want a cable car bell,
but delivered in the uniform.
Yeah.
PJ Corkery, did you know about this?
About the cable car bell? Sure, I have one.
I know someone who does. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Drives me crazy. Goes off 6 o'clock every Tuesday morning. But the Gav. Who returned early from the conference, says he, quote, has to be uniquely sensitive to the level of corporate involvement because his constituents are. According to the AP, the Mayor Newsom said, quote, you have to be aware that if they're going to sponsor something, they expect a return on their investment. And then he decided to leave the conference
early. And the most amazing thing is they got a return on their investment. We got a brand-new ballpark built. We got Union Square redone. We got the research facility out here called, Mission Bay. We've got about 18,000 units of new residential housing. We got 3rd Street Light Rail about to open. We've got the Excelsive Youth Center built. We've got the restoration of the Youth Guidance Center meeting the standards required by law. We got a level of participation by people that have called the value of real estate to go up dramatically in San Francisco. They got their money's worth.
And it was a growth experience for many of the mayors who attended. Many of them had never stayed up all night before. Once they got here, they...
And it made it gave an opportunity for those who were cross-dressers to be very comfortable with their trade and their profession.
No bulky questions
what
from...
What are you saying now?
Well, I'm just saying...
No, I need names.
No glaring looks from the assessor back home.
But it was really... And we had, of course, Bill Clinton and Al Gore. They all came to... The U.S. Conference of Mayors.
In 97.
That I did. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? It was
who did
the ultimate.
Oscar get to come?
Oscar really didn't have anybody.
Oh, really?
Well, you don't want anybody in the current administration.
Uh-huh. Well, it's also Vegas. Also Vegas is its own attraction.
That is correct. And there was enough things going on in Vegas that she didn't really need any invitation. And by the way, what you take to Vegas with you... And fat stays in Vegas, particularly if it's money.
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah. Your money stays in Vegas. But it was a very, very good U.S. Conference of Mayors. It was at the Paris Hotel. I saw the good mayor. He has, as a matter of fact, he joined us for that dinner party that I talked about at Picasso's and Bellagio's on Friday night. And there were dinners all over. I guess every restaurant. You know, every San Francisco leading restaurant
has a brand.
Someone in Vegas, yes, got up.
Isn't there a Fleur de Lis there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but
there too. He even has a burger joint there.
Yeah,
Hubert does.
Yes. Yeah.
Hubert
has a burger joint.
Where?
I don't know.
In Mandalay Bay.
In Mandalay.
It's in Mandalay Bay, and the price of burgers.
How much is a burger in Mandalay Bay?
Well,
they have a $500 burger.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. It's a caviar.
And truffles.
A caviar and champagne.
I love the guy asking, that's a beautiful car. What exact color is it? He said, I said, let me tell you, it's black. He says, no, my friend. When it's a Bentley, it's Beluga.
It's Beluga.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And beyond Beluga, PJ, you teased about that poem, and you have a couple of minutes left.
This is
PJ Corkery from The Examiner.
The news is so grim these days. As I say, there is no news. It's just the same old awful news. So here's something to just remind us of some other things. And it's by someone who had a lot of trouble in his own life. But it's a great little poem, but prepare yourselves. This is a little different from the banter. But the poem is James Russell Lowell, What is So Rare as a Day in June? And what is so rare as a day in June? Then if ever come perfect days,
Then heaven tries earth, if it be in tune, and over it softly her warm ear lays. Whether we look or whether we listen, we hear life murmur or see it glisten. Every clod of earth feels a stir of might, an instinct within it that reaches and towers, and groping blindly above it for light, climbs to a soul in grass and flowers. The flush of life may well be seen, thrilling back over hills and valleys. The cowslip startles in meadows and green, the buttercup catches the sun in its chalice. Now is the high tide of the year, and whatever of life hath ebbed away comes flooding back in with a ripply cheer. Into every bare inlet and creek and bay, now the heart is so full that a drop overfills it. We are happy now because God wills it. No matter how barren the past may have been, 'tis enough for us now that the leaves are green. We sit in the warm shade and feel right well, how the sap creeps up and the blossoms swell. We may shut our eyes, but we cannot help knowing the skies are clear and the grass is growing. Goes on. But Russell Lowell had been through a lot. The Civil War, his three wives died, all his children died, and but that was the 19th century.
What year did he write that?
Yeah, it's unclear to me whether he wrote it before the Civil War or after. It sounds, because there's no
very
reference.
Bucolic, so I would say after the piece was, I would think that it was a little mournful too.
Well, there are other parts of it there, but I mean, it aside from the fact that it's a wonderful title and what is so rare as a day in June, and it just strikes me when, you know, there's just all this awful, awful stuff coming out, maybe a little simple, but it's nice to be reminded that indeed, what is so rare as a day in June in San Francisco? And now some of us have to go vote. And I just want to tell you, you know, it's just
from the,
you know,
sublime.
You guys who have voted already, you know, it's just you know, I just can't see how you do it. I don't think they count those votes. I think those votes that people cast before, where they go to City Hall, I think they put them in ballot boxes, and those are the ballot boxes the candidates can buy.
Oh.
You know, I only trust the
test votes,
only trust the ballots that are actually cast before your real Russian ballot inspector down in my precinct.
And, of course, they are also the ballots that usually end up in the bay.
Well, that's right.
It was just a ballot box. There weren't actually ballots in there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes. Somebody said, when you won the fight to get the stadium built for the 49ers back in 1997, you only won in the last, you know, when the count got up to 97%, 98%, 99%, you mounted the rostrum.
Yeah.
To announce your defeat, and instead, while you were there, somebody slipped you a note, said at 99%, you just won ahead.
Is that true?
That is exactly true.
That's true.
It is one of the great moments.
Stories.
One of the great moments in radio. You can hear me screaming for days. Going crazy. Somebody handed me a bottle of champagne, and I chugga-lugged it. Literally chugga-lugged it.
Well, what is the great rule about how you behave on election day if you're a candidate?
What?
Claim every vote, concede nothing until the last vote is counted, and then holler fraud.
P.J. Corkery of The Examiner, thank you as usual on Tuesdays for joining us here in our 7 o'clock hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 in the Quake. And speaking of Election Day, Dr. Bob Fitrakis, the attorney in Ohio who researched the story for over 2 years that's appeared in the Rolling Stone magazine's issue with RFK Jr.'s name on it, was the 2004 election stolen. He'll be a guest from Ohio, and we'll also have Yobi Benjamin from GoodStorm.com, and he'll be in the next hour with Current Day and the Election Science Institute.
And what is 666i? The BMW of the Beast.
There's John Scott's laugh for you. And we will have a burst of Durst in the next segment, 7:50, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th.
The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do. No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:54, Will, it is your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Don't vote. You don't have to. No one's going to make you. This isn't the old Soviet Union. You're not going to be dragged from your beds and forced to the polls against your will. Relax. Things are pretty good the way they are, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Iraq, Iran, pretty much the same thing. Probably get each other's mail all the time. As for domestic policy, what do you care if some barren, deserted beach does or doesn't get blanketed by a thick film of 30 weight because of offshore drilling? Find another beach. It's a big deal. You got better things to do than stand in line in someone's smelly garage. Do something worthwhile. Jog on over to your neighborhood library before it's closed down for good and read up on other people who never voted, though admittedly they didn't write a lot of memoirs. You could work on that extra room for Grandma for when she moves in after the nursing home loses its Medicaid funding, or take a farewell trip on your local mass transit system and wave bye-bye to the local fire station and the neighborhood rec center. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Besides, for some people, Tuesdays are just biorhythmically bad, and Tuesdays aren't good for me. Don't vote. Stay home. Who cares? Suck sand. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Now you've just convinced me. I will not vote.
Oh, okay.
I will not waste my time.
Nah, what the hell? Who cares?
You've already voted.
That's true. I broke my own admonition. I ignored my own advice, which
You're
is usually a good thing to
playful.
Do.
Did you get a certificate of some sort where you can go cash it in for a reward at
Trader
illegal. Joe's?
That's
at Target's.
Illegal.
Nah, not
That's
really.
Illegal.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
And I wasn't able to write your name in either because I'm not a Democrat.
But you don't. I don't have to be. You don't have to.
You have to be a Democrat.
Write a, you could write anybody's name in. You could write my name in for an independent representation. I know you just lost your nerve. You got in there and. As most people do when they get in a ballot box, you froze.
I'm an independent.
But an independent can vote in the Democratic primary.
Well,
just
no,
check
but
it
an
off
independent
that you
can.
That.
Paul, an independent can write anybody's name the independent wishes, like no, everybody else can write.
Independent doesn't have a candidate.
But I would have been your
not
candidate.
Part of a party.
Do you realize that there's no other candidate on the ballot involved? I'd be on the ballot in the fall as the nominee of the independent party.
No, the American Independent Party is a little to the right of Pol Pot. You don't want to be in an American Independent Party.
See, here's the checkoff point that you missed. It says, I am not presently affiliated with any political party. However, for this primary election only, I request an absentee ballot for the, and then party
Blank
choose
party.
One.
Uh-huh.
So you could have chose American Independent, Democratic, or Republican.
Well, is it too late?
It's too late now.
No, no, because I was mistakenly, because I put down Independent. When I registered to vote. So I've always been a member of the American Independent Party. And yesterday, I finally went down and changed it, declined to state party affiliation.
Mm-hmm. And you
so
can
I
keep with that, but
that.
Still vote.
Yes,
in,
well,
in
I will do
primary.
That from now on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of education.
But I think other people should write in Willie Brown.
Okay, but I was going to say, I don't understand how this got anything to do with. You're having failed to write my name in. You can explain it any way you wish. All I know is you didn't write my name in.
I didn't. Well,
and so that dinner you were going to receive as
what?
A result of it.
Huh?
Wait a second. Didn't you just say,
Whoa.
Mr. Mayor, that there was no quid pro quo involved in all the, you know, if there a trip happens or anything like that, that you should vote independently no matter who does what? A politician should be independent and
Why
not
do you
be
think
beholden?
There's any connection to the dinner?
Well, not dinner, but, you know, Will, you're responsible
just because
for
he
Will
mentioned
Durst
it
being
in the
here,
same
so
breath.
There you
what
go.
Makes you think the two are connected?
He didn't write your name in. I guess that was the
Listen,
payback.
I go to St. Anthony's. I go to Glide. There's no connection where I'm taking you to dinner.
You want a hot dog or a Polish?
We're going to take a look at the news, weather, and traffic. And after that, attorney Bob Petrakis, he researched the stolen election story by RFK Jr. in Rolling Stone magazine. And Yobi Benjamin on this election will be joining us from Good Storm as well on The Quake. Stay with us.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Customs agents are taking a closer look at people crossing the U.S.-Canada border. This past weekend, Canada announced the arrests of 17 Islamic suspects on charges of planning terrorism. While authorities say there's no evidence the group had plans to attack U.S. targets, they allege members of the group were in touch with like-minded Muslims in the state of Georgia. Our security analyst Richard Falkenrath thinks not enough attention's been paid to the Canadian border.
When you're interested in protecting the country from external terrorist attack, Canada is much more dangerous and deserves a whole lot more focus from our Homeland Security and counterterrorism and intelligence officials.
President Bush goes to Texas and New Mexico today to campaign for Congress to pass an immigration bill. Correspondent Bob Franken reports, passage of a bill is no certain thing.
The two sides are just dug in, apart, and the possibility exists that there will be no immigration
immigration legislation this year. The president is out showing the flag at law enforcement facilities near the border with Mexico in an effort to try and unjam things.
An Iraqi government official says the month of May was the deadliest month for Iraqi civilians in Baghdad since the start of the war. Correspondent John Vaughn's reports.
Iraqi health ministry officials say 1,398 bodies were taken to the Baghdad morgue in May, the most of any month since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. This number does not include civilians blown up and killed in explosions.
Authorities say more than 6,000 Iraqis have died in Baghdad in the first 5 months of this year. General Motors Chairman Rick Wagoner says GM is making progress in turning around its economic fortunes, but he says it's going to be tough cutting supplier costs by $1 billion this year. GM stock lost about 1% in early trading following his comments. Some 11,000 villagers have been evacuated near Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano. It started shooting out more lava and hot gases. This is the same area where a deadly earthquake hit 2 weekends ago. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. Good morning. We're brought to you this time by the Sleep Train. You can check live local traffic anytime from your computer, PDA, or phone at quakeradio.com. And now the list of assorted items CHP has viewed on Bay Area freeways. A large metal bar in the middle lane, Dumbarton Bridge high-rise westbound. Now that could be nasty. We have a report of a flat tire or two from that bar. Give you a heads up where it is. 4 westbound after Bailey Road, hit and run, crash still in the center divide. Wooden pallet sitting on 101 northbound after Tiburon Boulevard. And CHP reports that there's a kitten in the center divide of 85 northbound before Stevens Creek. Oh, kitten. All things. Metering lights on the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Back up to the foot of the maze. We don't have so much mayhem as we did yesterday morning. People seem to have figured it out pretty quick. Nice work, everyone. Go to Sleep Train today during their 21st anniversary celebration. You pay no interest until 2010. No down payment. No interest for up to 48 months on approved credit. Find out why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. I'm John Scott. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, we're live at the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission and Barcadero, with Will Durst and Willie Brown. And then your calls at 866-960-5753. In this hour, we'll be talking about the election, and specifically in this segment, Dr. Bob Fitrakis. He's the attorney in Ohio who researched the story for over 2 years that is appearing in the Rolling Stone magazine by RFK Jr. Was the 2004 election stolen? He has over 20,000 documents that he's poured over for this story. Bob Fitrakis, welcome to 960 The Quake.
Oh, good to be on.
Hey, Bob, Willie Brown over here, and Will Durst with the other
We're the twins.
All right. How you doing?
All right. So, Ohio, you think the election was stolen, huh?
Well, that's my conclusion as a political scientist and also as an election observer on Election Day. And I think it was stolen in part by really old-fashioned voter suppression, as well as some last-minute, I think, old-fashioned ballot shifting in some southwest counties.
Has Secretary of State Blackwell reacted at all to your book?
Well, I think that he denounced me as a complete idiot, and I like to think that was directly correlated to my PhD and JD and the fact that I've won 10 major journalism awards.
This Blackwell is the guy who is a Republican nominee for governor of the state of Ohio. He was the chair of the Bush reelection campaign. At the same time, he served in the capacity of the chief election officer as Secretary of the State of Ohio.
I never understood why that's not a conflict of interest.
Well, you know, no one really understands that because it wasn't really symbolic. In the past, Bob Taft, now the governor, former Secretary of State, you know, would serve in a symbolic capacity. But Ken Blackwell was a very, very active partisan. He was the one who put the gay marriage proposal on the ballot and ran the essentially the phone bank out of his office and was censored for that. So, also, he met with the president on Election Day. The president flew in unexpectedly on Election Day, and there's an eyewitness account. We had a briefing. We put a free press reporter in from the Dean of American University who talked about, as the reports of Kerry winning come in, Blackwell is busy grabbing all these county maps from these rural Republican counties and filling in numbers what the president needs to win, and lo and behold, he hit all those numbers.
Well, and Blackwell is now the nominee for governor. He's a black guy who started out, what do they call him, Switch Blackwell? He's moved his...
Yeah, he was, in the 70s, he had a lot of that black power rhetoric.
He was a Black Panther.
Yeah.
He was a member of the Black Panther Party in the 70s, and he's come all the way over to where he's probably more right than almost any other individual in America holding elective office. He's really a reactionary.
I would agree with you totally on that, yes.
Yeah, he's really a reactionary. And you say that he put the numbers in. I kind of like that. You put the numbers in. And
this is what I need.
You hit the target, right?
Well, he hit the target in part because there was a level 10 Homeland Security alert in Warren County, and they had to divert the ballots to an unauthorized warehouse.
Is that in your book? They actually did that?
Oh, yeah, level, you know, Osama bin Laden's in the neighborhood. Well, we contacted the FBI, and the FBI said there was no alert.
So he just declared there was an alert.
Yeah, and they had a big tent in front of the way they handled it, they put a small tent in front of the Board of Election building, and then they had to divert the ballots, and they came in very, very late. We've only been able to look at four counties. His directive now means that we have to go through the prosecuting attorneys. We can't go to count the ballots at the board anymore, and they treat it like a crime scene. But the four counties, they let us see what we found in two of them, somebody accidentally voted the pink header cards, which are only there to tell you the precinct, and they one-shotted them for Bush only.
Bush only?
Yeah, and they voted illegal cards. I mean, it's sort of...
We're speaking with Bob Fitrakis, is that correct?
Yes.
Fitrakis, he's the guy who did the research for the Rolling Stone article by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That the title is, Was the 2004 Election Stolen? Republicans prevented more than 350,000 voters in Ohio from casting ballots or having their votes counted, enough to have put John Kerry in the White House. That's a frightening thing.
Oh, yeah, and there's actually a formula for this. It's they began to close all the inner city precincts, consolidate them. For example, as I look out my window here, I used to vote half a block down the street. So they closed that one, they opened one a half block to the east, but they assigned me more than half a mile away on a major street, Broad Street. So where you logically vote no longer seems to matter where you would logically vote. It's just where Ken Blackwell has assigned you arbitrarily.
Blackwell's a very powerful man.
Yeah, he's a very clever man.
Oh, very well tied to the White House. He's part of...
Well, if Bush shows up on election day to...
Foundation.
Bush shows up on election day to have a private consultation with him. How has the mainstream press reacted to this story? Is anybody picking it up?
He has very, very powerful friends. Cincinnati Inquirer did the most in terms of the Warren County. They're not bad. They just don't put it all together. Like the Toledo Blade will say, well, look, 7,000 votes were lost for Kerry when the Diebold OptiScan machines froze up in the inner cities only. Or they'll report, 28,000 people were accidentally purged from the voting list, almost all 89% from the city of Toledo, a Democratic enclave. And then you'll go over to Cuyahoga County, and we finally got the numbers here. 24.93% of all voters in Cleveland were purged between 2000 and 2004 election. So despite adding essentially 250,000 new voters, is they had purged so many. And the proper thing would have been to put them on inactive status, so if they would have showed up, they could have offered proof and voted. But so 1 in 4 people in the city of Cleveland, which went about 10-1 or more for Kerry, ended up being purged.
There's no investigation by the feds on this?
Well, the entire state, there really hasn't been. I don't think the Bush administration has a real desire to look into it. Remember, when the feds did look into this, what they found was massive money laundering schemes. Tom Noe, the CoinGate scandal,
right,
where they had ripped off the Bureau of Compensation. I mean, this stuff goes back many years. I mean, the guy who set a lot of this up, who's now dead, Paul Missit, was a military intelligence officer who was very close to Bush the Elder. And he is linked to setting up a lot of these what appear to be money laundering schemes where they use state agencies to divert tens of millions of dollars into campaigns.
Did they not just convict that coin operator, the guy who...
Yeah, he pleaded guilty. He's still facing, I think, 53 state felonies, but he pleaded guilty to some federal charges, and it looks like he may be rolling over.
And who's the governor right now?
Governor Bob Taft, with the lowest approval rating in the history of the state and the only sitting governor in Ohio history with a criminal conviction. He admitted to 62 times of not reporting gifts from lobbyists, including Mr. Noe, and he pleaded guilty to 4.
And there's more golf going on there, right?
Exactly.
Well, there were golfing trips again.
Sure.
We gotta elect politicians who don't golf from now on. That's gotta be one of the deals. What can happen? How do we fix these things? How do we make sure that our voting system is impregnable?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think there's got to be federal guidelines. I mean, you look in Ohio. Somebody with a whole lot of knowledge, I suspect the state Republican chair Bob Bennett, and we've linked this right to the White House. A lot of this seems to have been done by Karl Rove. And part of what they did is every single county has its own rules and interpretations. So you're really dealing with 88 different systems, which the Republicans appear to be far better at gaming the systems and realizing how they work and willing to go in and do stuff that just, hasn't happened in the history of Ohio. For example, here in Franklin County, I mean, they shorted the machines. They ran the election with half the machines necessary, and then essentially they moved them all from the middle, from the inner city in the heavy carry wards. So I think you have to have, guaranteed amount of machines, access to local voting places, and more than anything, and I say this as an international election observer, full transparency. I mean, part of the thing, when you have private proprietary companies, with secret source code, secretly counting your ballot, and they're major contributors to one of the political parties, in the case of Diebold, to the president, and they're guaranteeing the vote being delivered, absolutely unacceptable in any democracy.
Well, it makes every election suspect, too.
Sure.
And the book that you did, does it in any way provide the Democrats with additional ammunition for the 2006 elections?
Sure it does. And not only that, I have a book coming out in September which has sort of 50 proposals for fixing the election, which is to take the Republican template for how they stole the election in Ohio and deals with each and every one of them. I mean, just simple stuff. Of course, we're now currently losing this battle. There's new rules in Ohio, and Blackwell is interpreting them today. No one can register anyone to vote in Ohio in a voter drive unless they personally deliver the voter registration in a short period of time to the Secretary of State's office in the Capitol. So if you're registering somebody up on the Pennsylvania border with 10 people for the NAACP, all 10 people now have to go to the Capitol. And not only that, that rural county can also require each of them to undergo extensive training. And if they don't take that training, they'll be felons.
And those vote and those registration cards are stricken or just not accepted? Or
not accepted. Anything. Remember, this is Ken Blackwell, who found an old law before computers and said that unless a registration form was on 80 bond, unwaxed white cardboard stock paperweight, it would not be processed, only treated as an inquiry to register to vote. And his own office was using 60 bond weight.
So the paper in his own office was not legal.
We're speaking with Bob Fetrakis. Bob Fetrakis is an author and also a source for the Rolling Stone magazine article just published by RFK Jr., Stolen Election in 2004. And that is something we're covering here on 960 AM The Quake.
Yeah, there was also, I think in the article, you report that there was a precinct in Miami County that had a turnout of 98%.
98.55. 689 people were in the precinct. They said 679 voted. No absentees, no provisionals. The problem is we sent reporters up there for 2 hours, found 25 people who said they didn't vote, and another 10 who said they voted absentee.
So there were people who disagreed, individual voters who disagreed with how they voted.
Sure,
they were
not only that, on election eve in Clyde, Ohio, they reported 131% voter turnout. When we investigated that, they admitted they double-counted Bush's votes, absentee votes.
Hello. We'll continue to talk with Bob Fetrakis or Fetrakis, if you're Greek or not. You pronounce it either way. And his information that led to the stolen election in 2004 RFK Jr. article in Rolling Stone magazine. 818, keeping it real with Will and Willie on this election day in the primary of June 666. On 960, The Quake.
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com keyword real estate to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad, roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Giving you the truth as we see it, not as they sell it. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake 822. And I'm Paul Wells. Our guest on the phone is Bob Fetrakis. Bob did the research, 20,000 documents thick, of the 2004 election in Ohio and is the source for most of the information in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Rolling Stone magazine article just published, Was the 2004 Election Stolen? Will Durst?
One of the pieces of evidence that you come up with is the fact that you have found that upwards of 80,000 votes for Kerry were counted for Bush instead. That's a swing of 160,000 right there. Who did that? How did that happen?
Well, it depends on what county you're in, but you can do this through central tabulators. We suspect in Miami County it was done through the computer program. They held off till 1:43 in the morning, sending in. They had held back their vote. And then 19,000 more votes come in at the exact same ratio, down to, a hundredth of a decimal for Kerry. Let's see other ways. Let's see. The ballot shifting. Ohio on the punch card ballots really has what is ballot rotation, the candidates change.
Right. So they're not always the same guy at the top of the ballot.
Right. So all you have to do, and this is where we're picking up these statistical anomalies, in certain Democratic areas in southwestern counties, it looks like you move the Bush ballots and they become the Kerry votes and they become Bush votes just by counting them on a different machine. And what we found out is that they got a special waiver not to count at the precinct level to save money, economic hardship. So they counted them all at a central tabulator in the precinct, in the central precinct there at the Board of Elections.
So if you don't reset it to having Bush at the top or Kerry at the top, it'll just read what it was set for beforehand.
Sure, sure. And not only that, in Cleveland, it looks like in districts where there were four precincts, suddenly right-wing constitutional law candidates are getting like 41% of the vote in precincts that are African-American that voted 91% for Gore. Suddenly, third-party candidates are getting just literally hundreds and hundreds of votes that were clearly Kerry votes.
And all of this is, of course, contained in your book that has now been published, and I would anticipate that the Democrats win. Just maybe one of the many investigations they will undertake will be the election in Ohio 2004 and in Miami, Florida Dade County in 2000. A combination of those two are just, frankly, devastating to the country.
And oh, no, I think they're deadly afraid of John Conyers with a subpoena. He was one of the few Democrats that took this seriously, he and his staff, and in his report, which we read closely, and, you know, we dumped on them, you know, all these documents that we developed in public hearings and public records requests, and, you know, I think that's why they're attacking him so hard as we speak.
And is there any chance that similar kinds of tactics will be used today in elections? There's a very important election in the Southland here, down in San Diego, to replace Duke Cunningham. And it's an interim election. It's not a primary. This is an actual vote for who's going to represent the district. And it's the Republican is a lobbyist, and the Democrat ran against Duke Cunningham and lost, and they're going to fill out the 7 months. Should we be afraid? Should we be looking for something like that here?
Yeah, I think what they've done, you know, if you watch 2000 and 2004, and I really think a lot of this is Karl Rove, is that they shift their tactics. The new stuff they seem to be doing in Ohio, they've used decentralized voter registrations. I mean, they've pretty much attempted to sew up this state by requiring photo IDs and making, you know, criminalizing voter registration drives. But in some areas, what we're finding is these new centralized voter registration rolls are accidentally, they call them computer glitches, but they kick off like every 1 in 10, 1 in 15, 1 in 20 Democrats from hardcore Democratic areas. And they'll call it a glitch, but it seems too, you know, partisan and deliberate.
Too patterned.
I'm very afraid of the centralized voter registration rolls.
Bob Fatrakis is our guest. He is the source for the article that RFK Jr. has just put in Rolling Stone magazine. The 2004 election, was it stolen? And you are working on the book. Do you have a title for your book yet?
Yeah, I think What Happened in Ohio, A Documentary History of Theft and Fraud. I'm doing it with Harvey Wasserman and Steve Rosenfeld. And it really contains all the documents. We put out a couple earlier. One was a digest of what went wrong, and there was an early book of writings we put out. But this one on the New Press, which should be out in September, contains, massive requests that we've gotten that are all public records.
Well, this is frightening. sitting here, I can't even breathe.
Well, and it obviously, as previously stated, makes Chicago look decent.
Well, a lot of tactics we actually found historically from Chicago. What we're finding in a lot of the downstate rural areas in Ohio is that the so-called Democrats on the Board of Elections, if you look very closely, their husbands are the leading Republican donors, and they had histories of being tied to the Republican Party, but now they're sitting on the Board of Election as the, quote, Democrat. Just like Tom Noe's wife of CoinGate, his wife was the chair of the Lucas County Board of Election, and the entire board had to resign. They apparently forgot that there had to be a Democratic and Republican key to get into the ballots, and they only had you could get in with the Republican key only.
How come no Democrat has jumped in on this? How come are they all afraid of sounding like whiners? Or
no, I think, you know, early on. I mean, the amount of information that you needed to get, I mean, it's taken us a year and a half to collect this stuff ourselves and, you know, to really sort through it. I think people, you know, and there are some Democrats here that, you know, stood up, but every single elected office in the state of Ohio is controlled by the Republican Party, and so is the Supreme Court. In fact, the Chamber of Commerce moved in $14 million illegally in the last two election cycles, and they were caught doing it, and they were properly fined $1,000, which is the full limit under the law.
I like the odds.
You can't go to the courts. You can't go to the prosecutors. Who can you go to?
Wow, there's no one. Yeah, who's going to investigate themselves? Speaking to Bob Fatrakis from, where are you from, Bob?
Originally, I'm from Detroit, but I've been down here
teaching political science since 1987.
Where?
And in that regard... In that regard, Bob.
I teach at Columbus State, and I also teach at Otterbein College.
Isn't there a potential here for a Voting Rights Act challenge on the basis of a form of disenfranchising people?
Well, here's part of the problem, is that if this was in a southern state, the Voting Rights Act would have been, to a large extent, in force. Because Ohio had no history of... racial disenfranchisement, the broader question, unless it's a direct violation, a lot of this stuff would not have been allowed. For example, they were switching the precincts up to the very last day. And Ken Blackwell admitted that his precinct list was 6 months old. So this is where the mighty Texas Strike Force came into place. A couple dozen people from Texas. Essentially, they came in and were directing people to the wrong precincts. Mm-hmm. Now, if that would have been in Georgia or Mississippi, people would be in jail. We can't even get an investigation here. They also had mined data, public data, and they were calling everyone with parking tickets, people that were on probation, that were perfectly eligible to vote, people behind on child support, and threatening them they would be arrested if they went to the polls. And they had up-to-the-minute data, public data on these people.
These guys were really good. They were on their job. As a matter of fact, they should be in charge of the Iraqi war.
They're intelligent.
No kidding.
We'd be out of there by now.
We'd find bin Laden.
Bob Petrakis, thank you for joining us.
There's
He's the attorney who did the research on the election, stolen election story that's in the Rolling Stone magazine. You can go read it now. It's the current issue by RFK Jr. Thank you, Bob, for joining us here.
Well, bin Laden's in Warren County, if you want to know where he is.
You think he's hanging out with Blackwell.
He's been purged for the polls, so.
And it is election day. We do want you to go vote, by the way, if you haven't yet. And you'll be Benjamin of Goodstorm.com and the Election Science Institute. Join us in the next segment. We'll talk about today's primary and Diebold and other polling issues. Right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning. 8:32, traffic brought to us by Hyundai. You can check live local traffic anytime from your PDA or your computer or your phone. Go to quakeradio.com. CHP tells us still a big metal bar in the middle lane, possibly causing a flat tire or two. It's on the high rise, westbound, into the shoreline, 101 area. Now, forgive me, I'm updating my computer so I can give you the latest. And they say it's still there. Say an accident still in the center divide, 214 westbound after Bailey Road. Stall in the left lane, 242 southbound before 680. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Backup right now is to the foot of the maze. New crash in Fairfield blocking the left lane, 80 westbound at the truck scales. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and you're invited to challenge the status quo and to see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit the HyundaiChallenge.com today. 8:33, here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake. Polls open now until 8 o'clock tonight. And the field poll estimates as few as 1 in 3 registered voters may cast votes today. If that prediction holds true, it would be the lowest turnout in the history of the field poll. That's 60 years. There's just not much to entice people to vote, they say. We know that Quake listeners are much more proactive, so you were not worried about. It's the rest of them. Democratic gubernatorial primary candidates, Wesley and Angelides, campaigning in the Bay Area this morning before they go vote. Gavin Newsom votes at City Hall. In the next few minutes, Governor Schwarzenegger is in Santa Monica to cast his later today. Should be an interesting San Francisco Superior Court session later this month. The head of the city's housing authority has been ordered to appear to explain why the agency has failed to pay $15 million in a number of lawsuits. Greg Fortner says the federally funded agency isn't allowed to use those funds to pay legal claims. Fortner insists the agency may have to file for bankruptcy if it's forced to pay the money. They're called sideshows. If you've ever seen those circular tire skid marks on pavement, you know there's been a sideshow there. It's a big thing in the East Bay, primarily in Oakland. They call it an impromptu gathering of car enthusiasts. In 2002, a state bill was passed and signed allowing cars involved to be impounded. The sideshows have pretty much continued. Now in San Mateo County, authorities are moving to preempt those events. Beginning Friday night and through the weekend, police will be examining vehicles to make sure that those aftermarket parts they have in their car are street legal. Quake weather today, fog, a little cool on the coast, typical summer day, but mild inland. Highs in places like Pacifica, 58. In places like Concord, 80 today. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
960 The Quake covers the California primary election Tuesday night from 8 till 10. Keeping it real with Will and Willie live from Sacramento and a roundtable with the right, Armstrong and Getty from our sister, Talk 910 KNEW. Then our special progressive coverage continues until midnight. Wednesday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie inside the state capitol with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the only California radio station to have exclusive access. Online at quakeradio.com and on the air, we've got the election covered. 960 The Quake.
And I might add that tonight we will have joining us Deborah Saunders, San Francisco Chronicle political columnist, Senator Tom McClintock, Gary Dietrich, nonpartisan political analyst, and State Senator Jackie Speer will all be joining us from 8 to 10 tonight.
Cool.
Here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 8:40 on this Tuesday morning, 666. It's Election Day. We have Yobi Benjamin from GoodStorm.com and the Election Institute. Welcome, Yobi. And before we talk about Alameda, let's take one call here. We have Diane in Contra Costa County on 960 The Quake. You called 866-960-5753. What's on your mind, Diane?
I'm voting absentee because I just prefer to do it that way.
Yeah.
And they tell me that I need to vote at least every other election or I lose my absentee status. So I wanted to go ahead and put Willie down as a write-in.
For governor.
So I called to find out about a mistake that I made on my ballot, because I put it Phil Angelides.
A mistake. I love it.
And they said that I had to get a new ballot when I go to register, when I go to vote, because I couldn't white him out. And I said, well, if I put somebody's name in, and his name is Brown, it's kind of a common name. And they said, well, if you just put Brown and you don't have any other name on there, then they probably wouldn't count it. And so I was wondering if I could put, like, your middle name or...
Yeah, put Willie Lewis Brown, Jr. I don't want to get mixed up with Jerry Brown. He's already been governor once.
Kathleen Brown.
Well, or any other Brown.
He's running for attorney general.
That's right. And so I don't want them to think that that's a vote intended for his attorney generalship.
Well, I kind of thought he'd make a good attorney general.
Oh, I'm for him as well. And I think you should vote for him, but I'm talking about for governor.
Yeah, well, I think you'd make a great governor.
Yeah, so do we. Thank you, Diane, from Contra Costa County.
I love it, though. She yes. Made a mistake.
I heard your name was Reginald, Willie.
Yeah, that's a whole other part. Yeah, we have one.
I love her.
That's his pseudonym, my love. That's what he checks into hotels with.
Reginald Winfield Bill Gard,
Gregory the Third.
Yes.
One of our listeners sent an email, having heard Mike Strimling on the air, the other Democrat, the progressive who's running, and she wrote that anyone but Wesley and Angelides, they spent the last weeks of the campaign throwing mud at each other and not talking about jobs, education, and health care, the three keys to voter interest. Yobi Benjamin from Goodstorm, the Election Science Institute, on 960 The Quake is our guest. Now, let's tell the listeners what is going on in the backstory of Alameda County.
Well, it's interesting in Alameda County right now.
Now we got your microphone. Start over. We got your microphone on.
Yeah. Hi. Alameda County is an interesting situation. Alameda is one of the counties, the few counties in California, which is a 100% Diebold system. The touch screens are all Diebold. The optical, the counting machines are Diebold.
Scanners.
The scanners are Diebold. Everything is Diebold over there. And because of that, there have been a number of lawsuits challenging the validity of these voting machines. And the unfortunate situation, and I'm trying to show both sides of the equation, is that the county has spent all its HAVA money, you know, Help America Voters Act money, on buying all of these machines. The question becomes, is it, and the debate is, like, how practical is it for them to go and switch over to the old systems? Now they're fully into the new systems. So that's been the debate that their people have been putting forth on the table. That said, the Diebold machines are proven, almost 100% proven, to be very, very, they're not tamper-resistant. They're, in fact, it's the exact opposite of tamper-resistant. They're very, very, very easy to tamper with.
They're susceptible.
Oh, my God. Over in Miami, in Florida, a gentleman from Finland, Harry Hursti, did a demonstration over there wherein, in front of basically movie cameras, showed how you could actually switch the votes with trivial programming expertise. And this, by the way, the movie is coming out about this just in time for the November elections. So Alameda is one of those counties, I think, that it's sort of in a pickle. And it's in a pickle because it's like it's fully moved into this Diebold system.
Well, but let me ask you this question. Have the lawsuits, in fact, have the court ordered Alameda County to abandon their chosen method of counting votes and conducting elections and push them back to the old horse and buggy way?
Well, I'm not sure about the status of the lawsuits. What is true is that the Secretary of State, Secretary Bruce McPherson, has certified the voting machines, therefore allowing the counties to actually use them. The dispute was brought over to the Secretary of State's level, and he had the authority to certify or decertify machines. And unfortunately, despite overwhelming evidence that the Diebold machines were could be tampered with easily, Secretary McPherson proceeded to certify them. And so we have that issue in Alameda County.
And that's why when Kevin Shelley was there, he was at war with the local county officials all over the state of California because he refused to certify the machines. And in part, it's what caused his downfall. These are some really deadly, incredible human beings when it comes to infighting, these county elected officials. And obviously, when Bruce McPherson, the Republican, gets the job, he then proceeds to certify these same machines that have proven to be subject to being outfoxed by five-year-olds.
And the debate that comes out in this question, again, on one side, you have the county registrar saying, look, we've spent all the money. How are we going to do this? If we took away all of these machines, where are we going to go to? We don't have the money. But on the other hand is something I think more sacred, which is the integrity of the electoral process. And the electoral process, I mean, what is the price of democracy? And one could argue that there is no price, you know, that at all costs we have to protect democracy. But it comes down to dollars and cents, and that's what the registrars are saying, and that's what some of the secretaries of states are saying in the country, by saying, like, well, what are we going to do? I mean, where are we going to get the money? The fact is, it's just an abomination that some of these machines, particularly the Diebold machines, have been allowed to go in, because there is mountains and mountains and reams of evidence that these machines are very easy to tamper with. In fact, one of the ways that you can tamper with this, is that one can actually write a virus on these voter cards. When you go on these things, you have a voter card that they give you. Kind of like
so you can write your own virus.
You write your virus on a voter card.
Ah.
And these voter cards you can buy on the internet, over in eBay or somewhere else. And
not that we're advocating such a thing.
No, we're not advocating such a thing. Such would be criminal behavior.
Yes.
But
subject to high penalties.
Very high penalties.
And if you plan in it, retain my firm so you can do a preemptive strategy.
Yeah, but it's really a scary thing. You put the virus, you put it on the first machine, right, which you use. That first machine, then you take the tabulator card in that machine, put it on another machine, it spreads to the other machine and spreads to every machine until it makes its way to the central tabulator, and there's no evidence, because you would create a virus that would delete itself, take away all traces of evidence, and you've just changed the course of an election or a bond measure or the course of a country.
Who are you working for these days? Wesley or Angelita?
Yeah.
Have you yet been retained? And if you have not, I want to give you their number. I mean, the skills which you just described, I mean, it's almost casual. Is your name Blackwell?
No,
Ohio?
It's Yobi Benjamin from GoodStorm.com.
All right.
And you serve on the board of the Election Science Institute, which is behind fixing these problems, right?
One of the things I do other than my day job of being CEO of GoodStorm.com is I sit on the board of the Election Science Institute that has dedicated itself to fixing these electoral issues and problems.
And you're a risk advisor.
Yes. My expertise
is...
And a wine merchant. By the way, I'd like to invite the three of you to my wine bar over on Steiner Street.
What'd I tell you?
You know, the Nectar Wine Bar. A little plug.
There's no limit to this man's entrepreneurial talents. And Yobi, thank you for joining us and clarifying that. And people should go vote today anyway, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. Everybody should go out and vote.
And that's why I spend this whole hour discouraging people from voting.
Jeez. Yeah. Happy voting day, everybody.
I love the lady, though, who's going to go, I can say, listen,
I made a major mistake.
You got to fix it.
Pull back your ballot. Yeah. You got a new one. We go from there.
Yeah,
how can she do that?
Vote for you twice.
Yes.
Fix your little problem and light this candle. It's 8:50, and What Would Willie Do is our next segment. Thank you again, Yobi, for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Oh, I get another one.
Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
666-MG. It's your recommended minimum daily requirement of Beast.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
WWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake? We asked the mayor a question right out of today's news. Willie Brown, we have had so much information about Diebold machines and what's going on. What would Willie do to fix this problem?
I would do exactly what Kevin Shelley attempted to do, and that was never to certify any one of these machines for any election anywhere in the state of California, period. Obviously, the Diebold equipment and the opportunity for manipulating the equipment doesn't require the imaginative title and conduct of anyone comparable to Mr. Benjamin in Ohio, who obviously didn't need the machines to do all the things that are being attributed to him in the book that we reviewed this morning. And so as Secretary of the State of California, I would literally make Diebold machines public enemy number one for electoral purposes and make it not a usable piece of equipment at no matter what the cost. I agree with Mr. Benjamin. In this democracy, the most sacred item that we have is our vote, and it must never be put in a category where it's compromised for price purposes. Currently, that's in fact what's occurring in some places, potentially in Alameda and others. And so, Willie would say, no Diebold.
No Diebold. And oddly enough, yesterday, while we were sitting here, doing our show at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, here at the lounge of the Hotel Vitale, a Diebold machine went by. Not a machine, but a truck. A Diebold truck went around the corner, and I swear its slogan was Building Trust on the door.
That means that they were carrying with them the result of the election.
Yes, today's election.
Yes, today's election.
It was delivered early.
No, they have to go all over the state, every county. That guy has a hell of a job.
We have
58 stops he has to make by 8 o'clock tonight.
We have a couple of minutes before we get to the news, weather, and traffic at the top of the hour. Dan in San Francisco is joining us at 866-960-5753. You heard Bob Fitrakis on earlier?
Yes. And I would like to make a plea to the mayor, since you are a national Democratic figure, I have been personally rejecting any support for the Ohio Democratic Party until they certify that they're going to mount serious legal challenges against Mr. Blackwell. Otherwise, he's going to be the next governor there. And I think similar things can happen in California. You obviously have a great sensitivity for this, Mr. Mayor, as your commentary just showed. Could you actually go to the bully pulpit and try to work on Howard Dean and try to work on other people in the National Democratic Party to get behind this and mount serious legal challenges in parallel with support to the candidates?
I share your view completely. I have said repeatedly that I think Democrats are rolling over. They started back in the year of 2000. If you saw that horror example in the movie done by Mr. Moore,
where
only the members of the Black Caucus were willing to stand up before the Congress.
Not one
senator. And it only would have taken one senator. And in this case, Al Gore was the presiding officer in that chamber, and he himself, who would have been the beneficiary personally of that investigation, refused to do it in the interest of so-called peace and democracy. There cannot be any peace and democracy where others are corrupting the system to their advantage. And believe me, the Democrats of Ohio should have long since mounted a legal challenge to every aspect of the elections being held in Ohio.
But that was the media's fault, because the media kept coming down on Gore to give it up, to just declare defeat and go away gracefully, and they were pounding him. And I know it was mostly the right-wing talk show hosts, but they were pounding him day after day. It's over. You know, why are you dragging this out? You're ruining the country. And there was no requisite balance on the left. The left was not as loud as the right. They were just shouted down.
And I tell you one more thing.
I agree with you, but I'm also disturbed that in many of the leading blogs, like the Daily Coast, it's almost impossible to get this information across and be treated in a serious way. You're called a whiner because you're detracting from the efforts to win the election instead of focusing on tin hat conspiracy theories. But as you heard from Mr. Fitrakis, it's not tin hat conspiracy theory. It's raw, bloody politics stealing the vote.
No question about it. And let me tell you something. No matter how great the movie may be called An Inconvenient Truth,
Yes. The
real inconvenient truth is Gore's failure to mount the appropriate challenge to the election of 2000 that could have resulted in never our experience in Bush administrations.
That's imagine how America would be different.
I agree. Yeah.
And so, yes, I think Howard Dean should mount an effort. Yes, I think the chair of the Democratic State Central Committee in Ohio should mount an effort. Yes, I think every Democratic congressman in Ohio should be a part of it. Yes, I think the Democratic Party should be a part of it.
That sums it up for you. Thanks for calling, Dan. In our next segment, the Dean of American Political Pundits, Mort Saul, will be joining us. He'll be playing the Punt Plush Room from the 8th to the 11th, and he'll be our guest in the next hour. And Debbie Durst, the 10th
coming
player.
Coming at the bottom of the hour?
Uh-huh. We've got it all here. Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have